You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, bringing you back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Obviously, it is a big, big news day. Jason Campbell, the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, and we want to get your reaction to that on the hotline, 216-578-0850. Dino the Trucker, welcome to CBD.
Hey, guys, how are we doing? Great show.
Thank you.
I remember when we were watching, me and my wife, we were watching that preseason game with Hoyer when he started in Chicago. And
yep.
We were watching, and we were going, why isn't this guy, should have been the backup behind Whedon, because I just seen so much poise and confidence in his position. And then when they brought him in over Campbell, it's like night and day with pretty much the same offense. And the way he was motivating these players to work was astounding. And I was kind of hoping that he wouldn't have got hurt, so Whedon could have got something out of him. Maybe he could have learned something from Hoyer, and it just never happened. And I'm, you know, it's sad for me because, you know, I like Whedon as a player. I think he still has a lot of potential, you know, and it's sad because now his career is pretty much as a backup if he's going to have anything left in the NFL.
Yeah. fair to say. I don't know how it all plays out for him eventually. We'll see. But he, again, in this league, I don't rule anything out. It's so crazy that apparently Jeff Garcia thought he could still come back and play, and Jeff's almost as old as I am. And he's coming back to say, you know what, I can come out there. He looks in great shape and everything else, but to even suggest that he could come back and play, we were just talking in the break here that Jeff was one of my fantasy quarterbacks back in the day when he was with San Francisco. And obviously I knew him. I was here when he was here with the Browns. But, it just gives you kind of a commentary on the state of quarterbacking, which is to say that if you're a quarterback in this league, you've had any starts that you've made and you're breathing, you've got a shot to maybe start somewhere. So I think it's over for Brandon in Cleveland. It could work out somewhere else. We have some sound of Jason Campbell.
We certainly do. Jason Campbell, the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, and he was asked, you know, on about changing his mindset from being the backup now to being the starter.
Yeah, it's a different mindset. Even though you're a backup, you prepare as a starter, but, you know, you don't get the starter reps, you know, so that's different. You can prepare all you want, but if you don't have the starter reps, you know, at the time, you know, it's still all about the game. It's still all about rhythm and consistency.
Rhythm, consistency, grasping and understanding that are huge in this circumstance because, again, this is a guy who was not, and I know this is a concern of this coaching staff. I can share this with you because they've shared this with me. That from the offseason forward, he was not here to be prepared to start for the Browns. There's a difference in that. Yeah, he was part of all the meetings. He practiced. He did all the things that a quarterback like Brian Hoyer did as well. But it was Brandon Whedon getting all the first-team reps. It was Brandon Whedon who was being sort of molded into what they wanted as a starter for this particular offense, working with those first-unit receivers and offensive line and on and on. Campbell got some reps with some of the starters, but it wasn't the same thing. We saw that in the practice field in Berea all summer long. He was not being prepared to start for the season, and I think there's going to be some time needed in it, and I think this is something I know the coaches have built into this. They hope it happens quickly, Nathan, but they won't be shocked if there is some time needed for him to kind of get in sync.
Yeah, and he's got a very difficult matchup to try and get in sync, so it might take some time, especially given the unfavorable circumstances with which he will make his debut as the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Campbell's also asked about his mindset after being passed up for Brian Hoyer just a few weeks ago.
Well, you know, like I said, just one of those years. You know, you never can predict anything, and, you know, NFL season's all, it's like a roller coaster. You know, there's up and down moments, and the main thing you have to try to do is just stay even keeled throughout it all. You know, not everything goes your way at times. Not everything, you know, it's going to be that way.
I think that's fair.
Pretty level perspective and approach. And, you know, you hope that poise, I mean, for some that might sound a little cavalier, but it's not cavalier. He is a competitor. He's never, I've talked with him from his rookie year on. I know the guy to be someone who is just that, who doesn't come at you with a lot of fire and emotion. And I don't know that that's necessarily the worst thing in the world in a quarterback. We all want to see fire in our quarterbacks and our coaches. As fans, when they see too much of a calm presence there, they get worried about that. But I don't think, and by the way, Brandon Whedon, I think that did him in ultimately, was being a little too in the pitcher's, baseball player's frame of mind, thinking there are many more pitches to throw, there are many more games to play, and that hurt him. In the case of Campbell, I think it's a guy who has seen a lot, been through a lot, physically, mentally, emotionally. He can, in his mind, handle this. This is
sure.
He's not looking at this game. We're painting a daunting picture about what's going on at Arrowhead Stadium Sunday. I don't think he's sitting there saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, we're playing the Chiefs and we got problems.
Well, the last time he went into Arrowhead Stadium, he won 31-10 in week 17 of the 2010 season. So, yes, he's got a little bit of confidence from that. You would hope that he can draw on. This is the question that he was asked, that the answer to which I am the most curious to hear is this. Jason, what do you need to do to help this team?
Obviously, it's a collective group. You know, like I said, I just got to go out there and try to do the best that I can do. And at the same time, you know, be a leader, help us to get to where we want to go. Like I said, we're still a football team that's growing. You know, we're not a veteran football team, you know, yet.
Yeah, a good handle on what this team is. Browns need a lot of work. Browns have a lot of issues besides quarterback. That's another dose of reality here. It didn't seem that way when Brian Hoyer was at quarterback, going through that whirlwind of a couple of games and seeing them win three in a row, when, again, for the record, Brandon Whedon was the quarterback for most of that third game, it didn't seem like they were a team that had a lot of holes, that had a lot of issues to address. They do. That is the reality.
Correct.
The 2014 draft is going to be a big opportunity, to say the least, to set the course of where this team goes under this leadership. It doesn't get much bigger than that. You can't look, when we talk about drafts, and again, today we're not going to spend a lot of time on the draft, but in the back of my mind, in the back of the mind of, I think, of a lot of Browns fans, I know in your mindset, Nathan, that what this draft will mean to set the course for the long term for this football team can't be oversaid.
It is massive. This is a defining draft in the history of this franchise, because this is the draft that has an opportunity to change what has been a very, very tough, 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 tough run since 1999. This is the draft that must change that, must end it, and the stakes have never been higher for everybody in this building, because this is the draft that they will be judged on, period.
In the meantime, you're trying to get through nine games.
And that's right.
Whatever get through means, you hope get through means winning more of them than you lose. You hope get through means that you don't have too many disasters along the way. But four of these games are going to be played at home, too. So that is something to kind of keep in mind, the sobering thought of what's here. And right now, despite the we're going to judge this on a game-to-game basis, this is Jason Campbell's show the rest of the way.
It is. And those are the facts. That's the way that it is. And we're going to see how this era begins on Sunday at Arrowhead against the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs. When we return, Gerard Cherry, who will join us for his regular hit here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.